Supplemental reading. Mona Lisa Smile at Wellesley College. One of the stars of Julia Roberts' recent movie, Mona Lisa Smile, was the campus of Wellesley College. The story is about a new teacher at the college who did not follow the Wellesley traditions. Some people say it is a dead poet society for female viewers. Both movies are set in the middle of the 20th century, and both movies are about inspirational teachers at elite schools. The movie makers wanted to be accurate, so much of Mona Lisa Smile was filmed on the historic Wellesley campus. Most students at Wellesley were proud to have their campus shown in a Hollywood movie. The movie makers used real Wellesley students as extras. Extras are the actors who are in the background of a movie, but who do not speak. Actually, some students were upset about the extras. The movie was set in 1953. At that time, African Americans did not have the same opportunities as white people in America. There were only 12 African American students at the college in 1953. Also, there were not many international students back then. The movie's producers wanted the movie to look accurate, so they only used white girls for extras. The other students were offered jobs as assistants, but not as extras. Some students said that showing only white girls at the school would create a negative image of Wellesley. Those students wanted viewers to know that Wellesley has changed with the times. Today, there are 133 African American students and 179 international students at Wellesley.